Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we got technical difficulties already. The show was supposed to start out with some music, but since it didn't, I have to mainly start misusing it. So, y'all was supposed to hear, this is the recap, you know what I'm saying, from 420, you know what I'm saying, it's the 420 aftermath. I guess y'all can hear it in me. I'm still on the aftermath. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. Welcome to the show, it's Wrecking the Game Radio. Yeah, what the hell is going on? Shit tripping like a bitch. Chill.
Do you want to get high? Cause everybody wanna get
But I love my black peoples. I'm gonna tell you something, but we gotta stop the violence, we gotta vote. Stop the violence and vote.
They got nukes in the sky, ready to go. Shit getting hard, is you ready to go? Let's Rambo. Hope that y'all ain't know. They got nukes in the sky, ready to go. Shit getting hard, is you ready to go? Let's Rambo.
But what I'm about to state to y'all is real controversial. I ain't get arrested for telling y'all. The truth was under the White House. You see the history reflecting back on the words didn't track. In fact, what's up with that? Lie, deception, to build a great nation. I know in patient, I have a little damn patience. All my rights, really my rights, or do I have to fight tonight? I hope to God I have the mic. A revolution rolls near. A lot of y'all fear from what goes on, from within the sphere. I just forgot I have the mic. A revolution rolls here. A lot of y'all fear from what goes on, from within the sphere.
shit getting hard. Is you ready to go? Let's ramble. Most of y'all ain't know. They got nukes in the sky. Ready to go. Shit getting hard. Is you ready to go? Let's ramble. From the masses, that's the bomb slowly drop like molasses. I see some glasses, you know what a glass is. I say don't panic, we gon' handle it. We're damages, eat sandwiches. Are you down with this? Did I sound with Chris? If no deal, head for the hill, blunt don't feel. Once they kill, that's so real, but I'm so drill. Blast to kill, fast to kill, last to kill.
Without you, cause I need you in my life. I'm so lost, I'm confused, I'm nothing, because I need you in my life.
I remember nights when I tried to just sleep. Worry about me when I was tricking in the streets. Not a paycheck, it's all on me. I'm getting short of breath, my heart skipped a beat. I'm thinking about you, is you thinking about me? My independent baby, plus she a sex freak, freak. She was all I had, I can't give it up. To be honest with her, I ain't mean to mess it up. Me and you can take off, let's go. I got a lot of work to do, girl, I know. I'm tired of doing wrong, this shit cuts close. So it's 9C, even goons get their heart broke.
Baby, if ever you wanna ride, I'll pull up outside, just you and me. So just tell me when you're ready, baby. We can do whatever you like and more, baby. And only if you get with me, all you gotta do is say it, baby. Because I need you in my life. I'm so low, I'm confused, I'm nothing. Because I need you in my life.
Hey, this your number one true thug hurt, man. And I'm coming to find my little shorty with that tight pussy. And the nigga ain't found you yet. Where you at?
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet.
Wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you
found
yet.
Yet.
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found,
ain't
you,
found
yet.
You yet.
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
I want to poge in on that pussy and suck it off.
Get off.
So I can blame it on the liquor while I ate you out. I want to beat that tight pussy before I leave the house. While I'm in the studio or the streets, that's all I think about. I want a bitch you love to fuck and hate to talk.
Lil'
mama fuck with a thug so I can
change
you off. And we can fuck with the lights on or even off. And you can tell the nigga she fucking real flow. Miss tight pussy been searching for you
throughout the south.
And I'm the thug in the streets that you done heard about. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found
you
yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
Done been through the hood, even where the crackers be. And still ain't found Miss tight pussy in the streets.
Street.
She gotta have a lot of class and she keep it cheap. And she ain't mad cause I ain't fucked there in
a whole week.
Ain't fucking flawed, nigga, she keep that pussy tight for
tight
me.
For me.
So if you fuck up my nigga, it's gonna cost you
cost
a fee. And money keep me up tight pussy, put me to sleep. So try to run game, your money and your talk is cheap. Because she got a lot of class, don't mean
she ain't street.
And if she see a flaw in your nigga, she don't speak. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
Miss tight pussy, I hope you in this damn club. And I don't wanna make love when I fuck you in this club. And fuck whining and dining in them bite rugs. Straight madams over here, not a little thumb. I wanna fuck you real good till we both
come.
And then cop you a bottle when we fucking done. Miss tight pussy, every thug need one. And you can tell she walks, she don't need for none. She got her own swag, all you other hoes is frontin'. Not only is she Miss tight pussy, she straight thuggin'. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's
real wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's
real wet.
That search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at?
Hey, this your boy Hurt, man. Miss tight pussy, when you see me in the street, get at me.
Oh, shit. I was looking for something, but I guess we'll go ahead and see what's happening. Let's see what's happening around the bay. Let's see. Roll up another one, man. Happy 420 Aftermath 813. What's happening?
What's going on? T Collins right here, homie.
In the building, in the building. You seen the CDs?
Oh, yeah, man. Appreciate that shit. You got them popping.
Yeah.
Got them popping. Security Ron came through yesterday.
Yeah,
looking crazy, cool. Talking about play this right here, play this. Like a kid in the candy store. I threw that
in.
I'm like,
a couple
wow.
of them up in the stores, you know what I'm saying? There's free CD on them, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's just that promotion. I got you when it take off.
It's all good, man. It's all good. What's happening today, man? What's no good?
Shit, man. I'm at work, shit, chilling, showing a little love. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, true, yeah, true. What you do? What you work at? What you do?
I work for Budweiser.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man.
Oh,
that's why I ain't never around. I be hitting that OT hard. I gotta get that studio money back.
There ain't nothing wrong with that as long as they give it to you, because shit, they damn sure ain't giving it in a lot of places, so.
Yeah, so I you know what I mean? I hate the shit, but I got to do the shit. My daughter can't eat what I want to do.
Yeah. So you driving trucks?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you got your CDL and all that good shit.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, man. Nothing wrong
with that. That's my side hustle. That's my side hustle, music first.
Yeah, that's real. You got this, you know what I'm saying? As long as you got a side hustle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So who was that? Miss Typus, who was that?
That's my dog, Hurt. Hurt. There's another artist around here in the 813, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. He got a company called Thug ENT, the highest under God Entertainment.
I never heard of that.
Yeah,
some dude out of Sarasota, Bradenton or something like that. They were trying to get me to do a song with him. I didn't know if that was him. I think that's the dude, though. They don't call him that. They call him something else.
He called himself, Ben called himself Hurt, so, you know what I'm saying? That's what
it must be
name.
Somebody else there.
Yeah. That's been the name. I got
Jolly Boy.
Jolly Boy out of Sarasota.
Yeah, he got a song, something like, something pussy or something.
Walk like she got good pussy, tooted ass up. You ain't never heard that?
Nah, I ain't never heard that. He wanted me to jump on the track with the dude. I guess he got a deal or something.
All right. Well, I mean, I got that track too, you know what I mean?
So what's it looking like on your end though?
Well, you already know me. I'm finna get into your track. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody hear this new cut I got uploaded. Came back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, back to the streets.
Yeah, but I ain't got the other one. I like the other one though.
No question.
What is it? Fortress or? I gotta look at the CD again. I gotta look at the label. It's two of the new tracks that was on that CD Ron had.
Oh, you talking about
It's track number two.
The Roof?
Not The Roof. Well, I like The Roof too. What's the other?
First Impression?
First Impression. Yeah,
yeah, that's a jump right there. That's a jump ball. That got that whole, you know what I'm saying? I let Jersey come out of him.
Let me see who this is real quick. Might have somebody introduce you to. 919, what's happening? You live right here on the 420 Aftermath. Hello?
Yeah, this is Dr. Ice from Raleigh, North Carolina. Dr. Ice from Raleigh, North Carolina. Greeting from the International Academy of Lymphology.
Oh, okay. Greetings, Doc. How you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored no matter what. Thank you for asking. How about you?
Oh, well, blessed and unstressed myself.
Ditto.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. Just talking to an artist of mine down here in Tampa, Florida. This is T. Collins on the line.
How's it going?
I have my... I'm blessed and highly favored no matter what. How about you?
He said he blessed and highly pimping.
And highly favored. That's real.
No matter what.
No matter what. I got something on that one. I got something on that one though. Yeah. What T? I mean, what you? I know you're busy at work. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to hear one of your songs or what? What's the deal?
Oh man, go ahead.
My buddy's on the line with me. He invited me to. Vice Grip is my buddy on the line.
Okay, Doc, hold on just a second. Cause I got actually the artist that you hear online. I have some of his music.
Yeah, he's going to sing my signature song.
Oh, he's going to sing it.
He's going to sing my signature song.
Okay. Do you got a copy of the music? Like, can he send it to me?
He can. Vice.
Yeah. Yeah. If possible. Yeah. So I can play it on my show.
He's going to sing it, Smith. Let him sing it.
Vice, go ahead.
What Vice at?
Vice Grip.
What are you on, a three-way?
No. He just called me and told me to call this number.
Oh, okay. I mean, where is he at?
He's in Florida.
No, I'm saying, what, is he on the phone?
He's supposed to be calling directly. You want me to put him on the line? Hold a second.
Okay. Vice Grip is a connect I made, you know what I'm saying, a couple of days ago. He down in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
He's a Jamaican cat, you know what I'm saying? But he done hooked me up with another cat in New York named M. Dot.
What, are you singing
it? No. He do a little everything.
Hey, Vice.
Blessed, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to sing my signature song and send it to him. Go ahead.
I have somebody on the I don't want to put in between what they are doing. We're gonna save it for another time.
Hey, you good? You good, Vice? You can run it. You already know.
Yeah.
Sing it out. I got.
No man, let the man go on. Church at his time.
Oh, you busy right now?
Yeah, I'm busy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cause I got Doc on the line. He said you had a song to sing.
Yeah, he has a signature song. He has a signature song for himself, and I have one for myself.
Oh, okay. What style of music is it?
It's a reggae.
It's reggae. Oh, okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the state of North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Big old Raleigh out there, North Carolina. Big old North Carolina. All right. And where are you originally from?
I'm originally from the Holy Land.
The Holy Land. Egypt?
Israel.
Oh, okay, same thing. All right, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Big up Israel out now. You know what I'm saying?
Right now they're catching hell over there.
Yeah, man, the world's catching hell for unstrange reasons, but they're catching hell.
Yeah, and we have some people catching hell over here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Black people been in hell, so we ain't catching none. We chilling.
Well, we want to get out. We want to do something to get out of that damn hell.
Oh, yeah, we doing that now. We watching the white folks go through hell.
Mm-hmm.
And we sitting back laughing.
Laughing like that's easy.
Cause once the tables turn and everybody get level, yeah. Then it ain't no competition at that point. And then you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 80% don't give a damn, and 20% going through it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I tell you what, I because you about to get me into one of them old political situations. I already know, Doc. I see what time that is. So I'm gonna definitely have you hold on for a minute. We going. I see the basis of the day. Do you believe in 420, Doc?
Enlighten me. To talk to me.
That's Earth Day too.
Yeah. It's a form of Earth Day. It's a day where all the smokers. It's an international smoke holiday. Put it that way.
I Earth Day is my birthday, my buddy.
Oh well, then Herb Day is your birthday.
Yeah, Herb Day is my birthday.
Yeah, Herb Day is my is a good day.
Every day, Bobby Brown, is a great day, sir.
You don't get it,
innit? It's a great day.
You don't get it. Herb Day.
Hey, he's playing with it. That's right. Herb Day. Herb Day is Herb Day. You know what I'm saying?
Herb with an H.
Herb with an H.
Hey, Herb Day.
Yeah, well, I don't want to put you out there because I don't know your profession. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a homeopathic doctor, doctor preventative medicine.
See, that's preventative right there.
Yeah. So, do you believe in Mary Jane as a preventative medicine?
Well, I show people how to heal their temple at the cell level. It's called quantum healing.
Quantum healing.
Yeah, I can show you how to heal your temple, your health.
Okay. Well, what I got to do? I got to fly to you or something?
No, I can show you. There is a subscription. You go to my website and you subscribe for my subscription. Get a 7 free lesson about speed healing and applied lymphology, and if you do those lessons in your daily life, you have in your temple.
I know a dude on Sly who do speed healing. He does that fast. Yeah, $20 he got that easy.
Well, and I get in touch with your chakras and all that. Hey, do you know how to levitate? Do you know how to teach levitation?
As I said, I educate people how to heal themselves.
No, I'm trying to levitate, man. I'm trying to literally levitate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Go to my website and learn.
I have to check it out. What's the website? Let me go to it right now.
It's AAI Exchange.
.com?
Yeah.
Let's check it out. AAIExchange.com. It's got a ball, American Ball Eagle, Exchange Marketing and Consulting.
Yeah, you see the banner? There's a banner that says, register for the 7 free lesson, speed healing. Do you see
that
banner?
Yeah.
Click on that banner.
Oh, okay. That's you?
No, that's my mentor, Dr. C. Samuel West.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Speed healing.
And then go to the bottom right corner and subscribe for the newsletter.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, I'm gonna check it out.
You better check it out.
Check it out. So explain the process of speed healing. Explain what it's about.
It's about oxygen. Write it down. Oxygen.
All right, hold on, because I'm subscribing to your website at the same time.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me, team. You already know, man.
That's fine. Take your time.
International Academy of Lymphology. Lymphology.
The lymphatic system.
That's your hearing and all that. You got to do with your ear.
Everything.
All right. Let's get in touch with your pineal gland and all that.
The lymphatic system is the system which is in charge in pain and immune system.
So you don't practice any kind of acupuncture or anything like that?
We don't, but what we do is we will set up an alliance with them because they don't believe in medication and pharmaceuticals.
Right. So I'm saying because scientists sitting there talking about, you know, well, it's not medically proven to be working. I mean, like, what?
Yeah, all that crap, what they do, they give you one foot ahead and 2 foot backward, so you never go forward.
Right. That's why I figured, you know. Hold on a second. Let me get this pen and pencil real quick to write this down. Hold on. All right.
You ready to go to the moon?
Hey, let's run. What now? Okay, what am I? What is it? What is this? What am I entitling this?
Okay, well, put in the. I'm gonna give you the formula. The formula for life. Okay. The formula for life.
Okay.
Equal oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
The equal sign.
Okay.
Pumps. P-U-M-P-S. Pumps.
Oxygen equals pumps?
P-U-M-P-S. Equal sign?
Okay.
Electricity.
Okay.
Equal sign?
Okay.
Power.
Okay, so oxygen that we inhale pumps our heart, which creates internal electricity, which creates power.
That's correct.
For our body to go.
Amen. That's the formula for life. That's the reason people die when they have no oxygen.
Right.
Yeah, no oxygen, the pumps shut down, no electricity, no power, you're dead.
All right. Indeed.
Yeah, like that now, man, you know what I'm saying? That's going down. See, that's Vice Grip done came through twice now. And this has been in a two-day span. This man done came through with two eye-opening contacts, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's making
moves
in the right direction.
Tell me about the event going on this weekend in Miami. Do you know anything about it?
Actually, no. I've never been down to Miami. Like I was telling Vice Grip, I mean, I've been all around the country. I've been to Germany and all over Europe. But come back home, I ain't never been to Miami. And I've been everywhere around Florida. Fort Lauderdale, a couple of other places close, but not to Miami itself.
Tell me a little bit about you. What you doing?
Right now, I run a radio station. I run a radio station every day. Down here in Florida, you know what I'm saying? I play nothing but indie artists. I promote indie artists as the artist that's on the phone, T. Collins, and I have a main artist, female of mine. Her name is Janu. She's a female rapper, and you know she's doing her thing though. So we just trying to get her promotions, and I'm just trying to network really, and meet people who just trying to do positive things in life. So you know. You can have different avenues. I believe in having a lot of different avenues to go down.
Okay, let me tell you what I... Okay, thank you for sharing that with me. Let me tell you what I did. You want me to tell you what I did?
What's that?
I removed that word, the one you mentioned, the T word you mentioned. You keep mentioning that T word all the time. I removed it from my dictionary. You know what that word?
What, that time?
No, I took that the T word. You keep mentioning that T word all the time. I took it out of my dictionary. I don't use it anymore.
Yeah?
No.
The T word. You don't use the T word anymore.
Yeah, I don't use that T word anymore.
What is that, took?
No, try.
Take.
Try.
Oh, try.
Try. There's no such thing called try. Either you do it or you don't.
Oh, okay. True.
If you're going to try, guess what? You're not going to do a damn thing.
Right. I understand that. Ain't no such
anybody
thing
tell me, anybody tell me that I'm going to try, I know they're not going to do a damn thing.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I try to get to it, and then every time somebody say they try to get to it, they never get to it.
That's right. So either you do it or you don't.
Yeah.
Don't give me that bull. All
right. I'm going to get to it. Yeah. I'm going to get to it.
You know what I'm saying? Either you do it or you don't.
Okay.
Man, D's
crazy. Huh?
Man, D.
Yeah.
It is deep. Because you don't want to waste your time with somebody who's going to try. He's not going to do damn thing.
The electrical meridians are actually lymphatic vessels. Okay, so meridians meaning what? Deep breathing.
The nerve system.
Okay. That's meridians. Okay.
Yeah. You wonder why people are end up with HDD and DTH and all that crap.
Well, a lot of that is just because they telling you you got that crap.
Yeah, that's right. Because they give you the drugs.
Yeah, to promote
right.
The symptoms, and then they tell you all the symptoms that you're supposed to look out for. Like, duh. That's what the medication is making me do. Nausea, stomach ache. Yeah.
And now they tell you if you cannot afford the drug, we will give it to you free. What bullshit is that?
Yeah, we're gonna keep you in misery for free. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, because misery love company, too.
Right. And then they sit up there and tell you that the government will pay for it. But the government is the one that's trying to kill you and give you it.
Well, I won't go that far. They're not going to try. They're doing it.
Yeah, well, they're doing it. So.
Yeah, forget the T word.
Yeah. Yeah, that's out the dictionary. That needs to be taken out in the dictionary. It's out the dictionary.
And I took also the other word, if. I don't use the word if. You know what I use?
What's that?
I use when. It's not a matter of if. It's just a matter of when.
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 Okay.
When. Forget if.
Okay. That's real. Don't forget the if. Okay. Learning lessons of life. If y'all want to check out some more education, you know what I'm saying? Doc, what's your name again? Let me write this down.
They call me Dr. A for short.
Okay, Dr. A.
For short. But what I want you to do is, if you like those lessons, you're going to get a lesson every day for 7 days.
Okay.
What I would like you to do is, you can promote those lessons. You can give the subscription to your people to subscribe for free. Okay?
Okay.
And then when they send donation to the International Academy of Lymphology, we will share that donation with your station and send some money to you.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Because I'm actually, once I learn it, I mean, I reteach it anyway. I believe the only way that you can continue learning is by teaching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what you learn.
Give it away. It will give it a subscription away free. Don't charge nothing.
Right. I mean, I'm saying like on this radio show. I mean, this actually when I subscribe and start getting the lessons, and everybody start subscribing for the lessons, then we can sit on a show. You know what I'm saying? And actually discuss it. You know what I'm saying? What we actually done both all received. But, you know, some people receive different, you know, have their own perceptions about what they perceive, you know, about what they receive. So, you know, we all come together on the show and talk about it, you know, all get some speed healing.
Yeah, well, let me tell you my passionate statement. You ready for it?
All right.
You ready for my passionate statement?
Let's go.
Yes?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. My passion is to bring people together, regardless of race, color, or creed, to eliminate disease, live in peace, with no poor among us. You want me to say it again?
Yeah.
My passion is to bring people together, regardless of color, race, or creed, to eliminate disease, live in peace, with no poor among us.
Eliminate disease. So to bring people together, regardless of color, creed,
race, to eliminate disease.
To eliminate disease.
Live in peace. With no poor among us.
with no poor among us. Yeah, but that's when you say poor, I mean, you mean mentally poor, you mean monetarily poor, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just poor in their thinking, you know what I'm saying?
everything starts in the mind. So if you think you're poor, you're poor. If you think you're rich,
right, I'm rich right now, and I got $2 in my pocket because I don't believe in paper dollars.
Well, paper money is worth nothing. You know?
Right, it's a promissory note, and if you're waiting on a promise, then just keep waiting on your stimulus check.
I'm going to invite you to a conference call tonight at 7 o'clock.
At 7? What is today? Tuesday.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
It's a Q&A. You know what's Q&A?
Right, question and answer. Yeah, I can call on my cell phone. So, yeah. Actually,
you know what we call the conference call?
What's that?
Freedom Fighter.
Freedom Fighter. Okay, Freedom Fighter. Conference.
And I want you to be my honored guest. I want you to be my honored guest, and your guest will be my honored guest as well. And the number is 218-339-4300.
Okay, that's 218-339-4300.
And the PIN number is 383-635 and the pound sign.
And the pound sign.
And also, I'm going to have a presentation at 3 o'clock. I want you to be my guest on that, too.
This is 7 p.m. That's Eastern Standard. Is that Eastern Standard Time? Or
yeah,
what time?
All my time is Eastern, yeah.
Okay.
7 o'clock Eastern, and then there's a presentation about... money transaction around the world. It's going to be at 3 o'clock this afternoon, Eastern, and I want you to be my honored guest as well, if you are available.
And that's the same number for the conference call?
No, it's 1-800.
Okay.
662-6992. And
okay.
The PIN code is 111. 2231 pound. Now repeat the number so I know. Make sure you got the number right.
Okay, and that's 800-662-6992, and the PIN number is 111-2231 pound sign.
And the pound sign. And that's 3 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
And the other one. Repeat the other one.
And that's 218-339-4300. And PIN number is 383-635 pound.
And that's 7 o'clock Eastern. Tonight.
7 o'clock, right? Okay. And what's the 3 o'clock? That's about what is it talking about again? Money.
I'm going to be talking about how to become a relation manager. How to manage, set up an executive account for small businesses, and become an advocate for business owners to bring more revenue to their businesses. And you can do that around the world from where you are, worldwide.
Right, I'm a small business owner myself, so I definitely need to.
You can use the service yourself, and you can promote the service, and you can have residual income every month. Mm-hmm. Doing the work one time and get paid every month.
I'm definitely tuning in and check that out at 3 p.m.
And what I want you to do. I want you to email me your passion statement, sir. I want you to send me your passion statement. I want you to send me your purpose in life. If money and time is not an issue in your life, what you will do when you get up in the morning? If you have all the money and the time in the world, what you will be spending your time doing when you get up in the morning?
What I'm doing now, living life.
Email it to me. What do you love to do? That's supposed to be your passion or your purpose. Email it to me. My email address is AAI.
Okay.
It's on my website. If you click on contact us, you'll see my email address.
Okay.
AIExchange@msn.com.
@msn.
And make sure you put your name and your phone number on the subject line, so I will not delete your email. If I don't know who sent the email, I delete them.
Okay, it's no problem.
And send it to me as soon as possible.
Oh, you probably receive it in a few seconds.
Yeah, let me tell you my style, sir. Let me tell you my style. I like people to respond within 24 hours, and I like people to do business with me within 72 hours.
Well, I'm going to send you a statement. The email runs in like a few seconds, so you're going to get it in a few seconds.
I understand.
The quicker you check your email, the quicker you're going to get it. Not saying that I'm not giving it thought, you know what I'm saying, but... You know, I'm just a passionate person. I'm an Aquarius, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You hit it. That's fine. But tell me, if money and time is not... Make it short and sweet and simple. Don't write me a book.
Oh, yeah. There ain't no problem. Yeah, you can take nothing but a line.
Yeah, I mean, just straight, you know, straight to the point. Just, you know, hit the nail on the head. Tell me exactly what you would do if money and time is not an issue. What you would do in your life. What you would do. That's supposed to be your passion.
All right.
Then I want you to start your day tomorrow going with me to the deep breathing show. There's a deep breathing show with Block Radio Show. I want you to be my honored guest on that show.
What time to start?
9:30, from 9:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning, Easter. And you know what we're going to do tomorrow?
Deep breathing show.
You know what we do tomorrow?
What's that?
We wiggle our toes. You know when you wiggle your toes?
Yeah, well, what is that? What does that promote?
It's going to boost your energy. We're going to show you how to do deep breathing. We're going to show you how to dance and laugh and deep breathing and singing and jumping and flexing and all that good stuff for 30 minutes. So you start your day on the right foot.
Oh, yeah. I normally start out with a blunt and a cup of water, but hey. However you want to switch it up, you know, let's run it. It kind of makes me feel joyous and start my day off.
Let me tell you, we on Tuesday we go to the moon and come back in 30 minutes.
I'm pretty much there too. You know what I'm saying? 4:20. 4:20.
Yeah. And you know what we do on Friday?
4:20.
On Friday, you know what we do?
What's that?
You know what we do on Friday?
What's that, Doc?
It's called Squeeze Friday. How about that?
Squeeze
Friday.
Squeeze Friday. What's that? You give everybody a hug on Friday?
Well, you can.
Oh.
I mean, make sure you don't crack no bones now.
Yeah, you know. Well, you got to watch out who you be hugging, too. You know, everybody ain't hygienic.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, you take a risk every time you do something, you know.
Know that. Risking going to jail for sexual harassment and everything else.
Well, don't think stinking thinking. Oh, don't. That's thinking. Don't think that way.
Nah, you know, I'm just joking with you, Doc. It's all in love. If you come out, you know what I'm saying, displaying love, then you get love back.
If you
come acting like a predator, then you're gonna get treated like a predator.
Well, my signature is called Endless Love. How about that?
Endless Love.
Yeah, I call it unconditional love. Now the number for the deep breathing is 347.
Mm-hmm.
539.
Mm-hmm.
5612.
I like my social security now.
Oh, Lord, no.
No, I'm just playing.
And that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, from 9:30 to 10 o'clock Eastern. Okay?
Tuesday through Friday.
Tuesday we go to the moon, we wiggle on Wednesday, we go Thursday on Thursday, and then we squeeze on Friday.
Squeeze on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm with some virtual working out. That's all good, you know. Hey, it's whatever it takes, you know what I'm saying? Try to levitate.
I'm telling you, the techniques I'm sharing with you, if you do it, you get benefit out of it. If you don't do it, it won't hurt you.
Now is this something like age? Is it age oriented? Like kids can do it, or is it just for adults?
Yeah, this is for all ages, because every one of us has a little kid live inside you. So make
right.
sure that kid, don't kill that kid inside you. Make sure that you keep it alive. Keep that kid alive. Don't kill
right.
it. So it's for all ages. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. That's what's up.
You can bring kids. You can bring enemies, too. They become friends after that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do a lot of stuff in the community for kids. I'm just wondering if that's something, an activity or something new I can learn to pass on to them.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, when you go through these techniques, you're going to feel, you're going to have too much energy. You're going to be doing some stuff you don't like to do, and you're going to feel like 25 years young.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole key thing to life. When you do the thing that you don't want to do, that's the most beneficial things for you. We always do what we just, you know, like to do, what feels easy, what feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we, you know, we find a hard time getting places. I mean,
that's like reading a book you read three times already.
And you still don't understand it. Like, you know, instead of reading it slowly and getting to understand
it. You read it just to finish it.
Yeah.
And listen, my response is not copyright. So if you like my response, you can use it. If somebody asks you how you doing, you can tell them I'm blessed and highly favored no matter what.
Blessed and highly favored.
No matter what.
No matter what.
And if they ask you the second time, are you okay? Tell them, I am truly blessed and highly favored, no matter what.
Oh.
And if they ask you the third time, are you all right? Tell them, I am bad. B-A-D, bad. You know what bad means?
What's that?
Means blessed and delivered.
Blessed and delivered. Blessed and delivered. I like that. Blessed and delivered.
So make sure you do something nice to the Mother Earth tomorrow. It's Earth Day.
Oh yeah, man, I've been doing that all week. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday I did Mother Earth real good, man. I put her back in the earth and everything.
All right.
Yeah, bless the air, did
so
everything. Everything was a good day.
If you don't treat Mother Earth nice, you're gonna be catching hell.
Oh yeah, know that. And I don't believe in trying to live in hell on heaven on earth. So.
Well, I mean, hell and heaven is a state of mind.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So that's why I don't want to be living in hell on heaven on earth. So.
Yeah, you create your own heaven. You create your own hell.
Exactly.
The way you think.
Exactly.
So I'm telling people, if I show you how to eliminate disease, live in peace within yourself, and surrounding with people who are not poor, what else you want? What else you want besides those three things?
That's all an individual person, because I personally don't want none of that. Don't bother me. The only thing I'm looking for is travel and see this world for the world that it is, because I know there's a lot of things out there to see. And
yeah, but in order to do that and enjoy it, you have to take care of
Yeah, you have
temple.
To take care of your body, though. Yeah, your physical,
I said you have to take care of your temple. Your health is your temple. Your health,
right.
Your body is your temple. Your body is your God.
Right.
Your health is your God. If you take care of your health, you take care of God.
Right.
And then God take care of you.
Correct.
But if you don't take care of your health, guess what? You're not going to take care of nothing.
That's right. I'm going to go get my banana right now.
And you're going to be living hell.
Well, eating bananas?
No, if you don't take care of
I was going to throw them out.
Say again?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
What? Man, hey, man, you at work, man?
Yeah, I'm at work. I was on break.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, but I'm going to get back to you, though, man.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm going to spin you, though. You know what I'm saying? For the show, well, you know what time it is. I got you.
That's what's up.
Big up T. Collin, B-Rock Productions, Security Ron. All right. Hey, callers, I still got everybody on the line. I don't know if y'all been wanting to talk to Dr. A. You know what I'm saying? He's in here giving y'all some formulas on life. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need any info, please ask me. I can run back any info for the Free to Fighter conference. What else we got? We got the Small Business Revenue Conference call. Let's see. I got to do the passion statement. And then we also got the deep breathing exercise. And that's going on 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday through Friday, right here live on Blog Talk Radio.
9:30.
All right, so 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
9:30 to 10 o'clock, 30 minutes.
All right, to 10 a.m.
Yeah, remember, going to the moon on Tuesday, wiggle on Wednesday, Thursday, and squeeze Friday.
Squeeze Friday.
you like that Squeeze Friday?
To the moon Tuesdays. All right. Yeah, that's catchy though. It's real catchy. Blessed in the living. I'm bad. I ain't got no Michael Jackson though. Sorry. So what kind of music you listen to? What kind of music you listen to, Doc?
Yeah, about that.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, what kind of music do you listen to?
I'm gonna bring Vice Grip to do my signature song. Hold the line.
Let's see if we can get Vice Grip on to do the signature song. My bad, I didn't see nobody in the chat room. I forgot my chat room working. Big ups to, who that is? Hey Twill? Oh, I can't even always see. Rev One Wheel, my bad. You know, I'm 420 after
that. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Vice.
Bless it. I already know that song, you don't know. Baby, you choose love. Touch my heart. Yeah, baby, there is that love in your heart. Go on, give us the endless love from your heart. The endless love in your heart. Go on, give us the endless love from your heart. I always be there for you. You always been there for me. That circumstance now, that all my love were meant to be. I've been true to you, and you've been true to me. And if I lie to you, I don't deserve your love. Open up your heart and let me in. Your world without end. Endless love in your heart. We're going to give back the endless love from the start. Endless love in your heart. We're going to give us the endless love from your heart. We have unconditional love. Love from God without end. than just lovers. We are more than just friends, just like the world without end. Open up your heart and let me in your world without end. You're just love in your heart. And we're going to fight the endless love of this heart. The endless love in your heart. And we're going to give back the endless love from your heart, from your heart, from your heart. True love from God, true love from God will never end. No, the endless love. From the stars to your heart, yeah. Yes, yes, oh, yeah. Mm. Yes. Hello.
There goes Vice Grip, Vice Grip. Holding it down. Yeah. Vice Grip, man, appreciate that, homie. How you doing today?
Blessed love, man. I'm blessed, man. Give songs for the blessing, you know.
Yeah, that's real, man. That's
yeah,
real,
man. I appreciate to bring you on the show, man.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate the Super Connects, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting some direction, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what everybody need in life, some direction, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I feel a connection, man.
Yeah, yeah. So you going to be on these shows with me? You know what I'm saying? You going to be at the conference calls?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna be at it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be up in there, Freedom Fighter.
Y'all going to get to play the song Economical Pressure? You guys going to get to sing it, play it now?
Oh, did you send it to me? You talking about the one on the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you send it to me? Hold on.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to send it again.
Hold on, let me check my email. You might have sent it to me. Right, let me check my email.
Right.
Hold on, I'll tell you what, let me keep somebody in real quick. We got San Jose. Goofy-bo.
Good DJ, smells so good.
Good love, boy, your phone line. What you on, super loud phone or something? Megaphone?
Why, yeah, is it too loud?
It's just a little loud there, brother. Just a little loud.
How's this sound?
Tell the man, what's happening with you, homie?
Oh, nothing, man. I just, man, I wanted to say, man, you fucked up my game yesterday.
What? What happened?
Remember you thought that girl was Hazel? That was another chick, and she was like, who the fuck is Hazel?
Oh man. Hey, man, hey. Why y'all get women to call up talking about, hey, he smells so good? They all sound the same to me. I don't know. Hey, I don't sound cheery and high. You know what I'm saying? It's no different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, it smells so good. Okay, one sound like the other. Studi, Hazel, Jennifer, Pam, Chica. No, I was gonna say, hey, lady, every time now. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Just go, hey, girl, how you doing? That's all you gotta say.
Lady.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hey, lady. All right, love you too, lady. All right, love you too.
Because Goofy Bone, he be meeting every woman possible.
Well, hey, man, say hello to, we got Dr. A on the phone.
Dr. A?
Yeah, he been giving it. Well, he got it's a longer name, but that's just calling Dr. A.
Who's singing like Voice to Men like 5 minutes ago?
Oh, that's Vice Grip. You know Vice Grip.
Oh, Vice Grip,
yeah.
Tell him much love, man.
That's Vice Grip holding. Now, try and give him.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the love that you give to me, man. You're giving me some blessing in it. I love that, man.
Oh, yeah. Is this Vice Grip?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what's good, man? I'm Goofy Bone from San Jose, California. How you doing, man?
I'm blessed, man. You're in the music business, too?
Yeah, I have to be.
Yeah, man, I would like to work with everybody, man.
Hey, well, much love. If you're willing to do a little track with us, hey, we more than welcome.
Yeah, man.
More than welcome.
Get that Florida, that flow Cali flow going, huh? Flow Cali.
Yeah,
that's the new flow.
I'm trying to get the Mets start doing, man.
You trying to get a who?
I'm doing it. I should not use the word try. I'm sorry. Thank you. Getting the red
order.
I'm doing it, man. All right,
that's what's up.
Working for me, man.
Yeah.
So, I
will
work with you.
Yeah.
Mush, that's cool.
Hey, Goof, we got.
Song I just sing?
Say that again?
Song that I just sing not too long ago, man?
I can't hear you, man. I'm sorry. My phone's fucking up.
Yeah, did you love that song I just do on the ear?
Oh, yeah, man. You, like I said, you sound like Boyz II Men.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. I wouldn't be saying it if I didn't mean it. One thing about me is whatever I say, I mean it.
Yeah, man. I like to deal with real people, man.
That's one thing. This radio station right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. I can speak for Wrecking the Game Radio. It's attracting nothing but real Wrecking the Game Radio.
Wrecking the game radio.
Yeah, so I gotta record that drop. You know what I'm saying? I gotta record that drop. Use that for my show intro. I don't need the little English lady keep coming on Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta get in the Wrecking the Game Radio.
Let her start at the end or something. You know. But yeah, we've been on here, man, talking to Dr. A about, you know, a lot of issues, man. You know, oxygen equals pumps, equals electricity, equals power. That's the formula for life.
Oh, really?
Where is he?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Oh, he's still on the line. Dr. A.
Yes, my dear.
Yeah.
Let him go. Tell him to go and subscribe for the newsletter, the one you did.
Yeah, and if you want to subscribe, this is a newsletter, man, for
free,
a free newsletter for 7-day lessons on how to hold on, let me get back to the page. Okay, here we go.
Speed healing and applied lymphology.
There you go. Yeah.
All right.
Quantum healing at the cell level.
Shit, I need some healing right now. Shit, I'm hungover like a motherfucker.
You're in bad shape, I'm telling you.
Hey, I'm telling you, man, I could count 32 blunts I smoked yesterday with all the specials and everything, the little trick blunts we made. And plus, I had about a good 12-pack of Coronas to myself. Man, I was a DUI case just walking the streets.
Listen, don't hurt your temple. When you hurt your temple, you hurt God, man.
Nah.
Your temple.
My temple is too up-tempo, I'll tell you that for damn sure.
You got to tune in, man. Get some. We got deep breathing. Well, that's too early for you, 9:30. That's 6:30 in the morning, Cali time.
When?
For at 9:30 in the morning.
Who be doing that show?
No, that's deep breathing exercises, Tuesday.
Oh, deep breathing exercises. Oh.
Yeah.
But hey, the early bird get the worm. Let him start early. That's fine.
Oh, well, hey, start because 9:30 is early for me. I normally don't get up till 11 or 12, so that's definitely a change for me.
Hey, DJ Sengo.
Yeah.
Good man. I just sent the song to you, man. You can check to see if you get it.
Okay, yeah, I'm checking it. I'm finna check it right now. Hold on, one sec.
I want to play for my own boys then, man.
Okay, hold on. Because Reverend One Will, Sadie J just came off in the building, you know what I'm saying? I see y'all off in there, you know what I'm saying? All my callers on the line. We got 813 in the building. One Pop, Or is that security wrong? I think that's security wrong. Yeah, security wrong. 251, big up. Security wrong, what's happening? You hear this? Tell us about the beach bash going down. Hello? Nigga at work. Y'all got to excuse me at work, so. Hold on, let me find this here. Let me go. I tell y'all what, give me 1 second, man. Let me play one song real quick, and I can get it on for you. How about that? This is my homeboy, Security Ron. You know what I'm saying? Representative of Mr. G. Collins, by way of Beat Rock Up Production. Y'all hold on, y'all.
J1, what up? Yeah. Security Ron is what I needed, right? Came back for the streets.
Where you from? Hometown. Where you from? Stack at him, taking shots at me. I'm throwing shots back at him. Who you with? Beat Rock Up. Drummer, keep drumming. I ain't worried about shit. Long as the money keep coming. Who am I? Beat Collins. I'm the prince of the city. I dare one of these young niggas to come and fuck with. Throw it up. Street niggas get much respect. Fuck you, pay me, homie.
Homie, cut, it was all a dream. I used to read the Source magazine. berry, the sweeter the juice. Yes, my name is Janu, I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive, my body so luxurious. You see me back it up, he said you make me wanna touch. Please don't stop dancing, I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hips, I guess I'm just too much. Being don't forget, know the thugs love that stuff. I know a lot of girls out here that really hate me. My style's too hard and they just can't take me. I got dark brown eyes and thick juicy thighs. Black straight hair, booty all everywhere. I got pink fingernails, drive a black Mitsubishi. You see my face now, see me on the TV screen. Guest artist appearing on BT. Don't try to sweet talk me like I'm an easy chick. It's 2006 and no, I'm not having it.
You can say what you want about child. Wish I knew what you did.
Ugly, I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness, wow. You can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite. Yes, I'm exotic, yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous, so damn contagious. The name is Shinu, please let me introduce you. I run with the Drake boy, yes, I'm a Drake girl. I tell you off top, yeah, yeah, I think I'm hot. I reported for the first time in 99. I had a few problems, now I'm back to get mine. Just me and me the hot track, and I bet I'll rip that. When I get done with that, she gon' say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal coke. I'm in me and cross seas from the Vietnamese. And I'm puffin' on that fire looking Chinese.
You can say what you want about child.
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
Ah, I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Now, my man this, my man next. Should I get, hello, hello, hello? Can I get you a confirmation? Hello?
What's up, man?
Well, man, I hear somebody sound like some ass whooping is about to go on back there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm at the beauty salon right now.
Oh, I thought some ass whooping is about to go down. Well,
no, I'm at the beauty salon.
Oh, what's going on down with you?
Nah, you know, I just wanted to call the radio station and shout out 813 Studios, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, down here, brother.
I'm sorry, she had to correct me. Studio 813, my bad.
Studio 813, excuse me. Hey, all my 919251, Setter J, where you at?
813.
You're the 813.
817.
817, yeah. That's, what is that? Like I knew.
Fort Worth, Dallas area.
Okay, big ups, Texas. And he done told me all that just saying Texas, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. I'm like, Fort Worth, Dallas, what
hey,
the hell, man, is that?
I'm,
oh, that's Texas.
I'm surprised you still up, man, after yesterday. Boy, I know all them blunts you don't smoke.
Oh, yeah, man. But, hey, man, every day is 420 to me, so ain't nothing but a thing but a chicken wing. Ain't nothing but a thing but a chicken wing. It just make me push my smoking limits. You know what I'm saying? Just make me test my smoking limits. You know.
Amen.
But
amen,
hey,
amen on that.
You know, I keep the peace, man. I keep the peace. You know what I'm saying? Had a good day, shared it with friends. You know what I'm saying? Everybody survived and was alive. So it was a blessed day to me. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
It was a blessed day to me. Anytime you can kick with friends peacefully and the police ain't bothering you, even though Vice did roll up last night. You know what I'm saying? And bother old man just sitting on the side of the sitting on the building. He was just sitting there, you know what I'm saying, not bothering nobody, not doing nothing. They pulled out, jumped out on him, you know what I'm saying, acting like he done did something. Talking about something, we got a call. You ain't getting no call. You know what I'm saying? It's the same old man that sit underneath my tree, go to the store, get his bill, sit underneath my tree. and drank his beer. He just happened to be sitting across the street at the building, you know what I'm saying, just chilling. He ain't wasn't bothering nobody, wasn't doing nothing. But, you know, they ain't going to flash the light over at me when I get on my bullhorn and be like, hey, y'all better watch yourself because there was some dude on a bicycle. Because down here in Tampa, you know, you get what is called a 48.50. They give you a $48.50 ticket, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't got no bike light. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have a bike light front end back down here. So, you know, it get a little crucial down here, you know what I'm saying? So. Won't be playing that. So I got on the bullhorn and told them, man, y'all better watch yourself. So they jumped off the bikes. And when I told them that, you know what I'm saying, the cop turned around and going to flash his light at me. So, you know, of course, I had to pipe down a little bit because it was 420, you know what I'm saying? And I did not need no investigation going on with me. You know, so I chilled on that till they left. You know what I'm saying? Like Debo, I'll be quiet when he leaves. I'll be talking again.
Hey, you know what they're doing, though. They're getting ready to make this a police state around here, man. They got all these CSIs and all this stuff riding around doing this and doing that, man. I'm telling you that this New World Order is really popping in, man. They really putting the law down. They starting to put the law down on us, man, and make this just, you know what I'm saying, where police is basically doing what they do overseas, you know what I'm saying, that police brutality and what they say go, they're going to start knocking doors in a little while. And just going in and just say, oh, we thought it was some terrorists here or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just to say anything to come up in your house and run your own house.
Free your mind and your ass will follow.
Huh. Sure,
come on and tell me, free your mind and your ass will follow. So I'm just trying to free my mind. Dr. A got some, we got Dr. A on the line, you know what I'm saying? And he got us some formulas for life, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to tune in to a conference call, you know what I'm saying? I got a number for a conference call. You can tune in. It's the Freedom Fighter conference call. It's airing tonight at 7 p.m. You can tune in and check it out. He also got a small business revenue conference call where he's teaching small businesses how to you know what I'm saying, progress. He got a program that we can progress and make some money off of. Put it that way.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll send it to you in a text message. I'll put it in a text message. I'll send it to you. That'd be a lot.
Anything, you know what I'm saying, the freedom mind, you know, all of me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can check out, it's a website, too, AAIExchange.com, and you can sign up for a 7-day free lesson in speed healing. He got a lesson on there in speed healing. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but, yeah, and then he teaching you courses, you know what I'm saying, throughout the lessons and stuff. So it's going down, man, free hookups, you know what I'm saying, you know, they try to charge for knowledge, but some things are free, you know what I'm saying, to get to certain points, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get to certain points, so. If you seek it, you can find it. Oh, yeah, and you got the deep breathing exercise. That's every morning, though. I'm going to send all that in the text, man.
All right, then. Hey, man, I just want to send a shout-out to you, know what I'm saying, and tell you, keep on doing what you're doing, and for those who don't know Smell, I don't think he's just a radio disc jockey, man. He literally is on his shit. On the business level, street level, whatever, you know what I'm saying? He's doing big things out here in Tampa. So y'all keep on listening to this show. And, you know, we're going to keep on moving and moving on. Again, I want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, my homegirl, Miss D.
Yeah, big ups, Miss D. Studio 813, you know what I'm saying? Where the location at? Put the location out there, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna put the location out there. Oh, she said she working, she can't put it out there.
How much a wig is? Can I purchase a wig now? I need some hair grease and some combs and brushes. She got do-rags for sale?
Yeah, she got do-rags for sale.
Okay,
whatever.
That's what time it is.
We right over here by the Hungry House and Subway right up there.
Okay, the Hungry House and Subway. What's the physical address? What's the physical address?
2001 East Hillsboro. The old wig boutique.
Oh, so it's still some wigs up in there then?
Yeah, It can be. It can be.
She's trying to do here. She ain't trying to cover the hair up.
She's doing the hair. She's off some eyebrows right now. So all y'all ladies need your eyes, eyebrows, arts, and your hair done. You know what I'm saying? Come holler at my home girl.
Yeah, that's real big. Miss D, you know what I'm saying? Big old Miss D. She cutting hair too? Do haircuts?
Yeah, she cut men's hair too. And she gives
massages.
Hand massages, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if she's doing no body massages right now. I don't know if I'm going to let her do that though, right there. Man. You can do the feet and the hands, though.
Well, I don't need no woman touching my feet unless it's my woman. So. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? How much the haircuts running? What the haircuts running?
$15 for men, $60 for women.
Good Lord. Oh,
you know, it's more technique than cutting women's hair, man. You know that.
I'm talking about my hair. Good Lord. It was $12, then it's $15. Good Lord. I remember $5. What happened to the $5 haircut? Where are them people?
Oh, red shades in the building.
Oh, straight old school. You want a box cut, you might have to go to the old.
You know what I'm saying? The old bowl cut. What a bowl. Ain't nobody just got a spaghetti bowl to throw in my head, you know what I'm saying? Go around it one time. That's all I need.
The Mexicans doing that, though.
Nah, I ain't trying to get a mohawk, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to come out with a mohawk. I'm straight. Yeah, man.
Hey,
but, yeah.
Man, I appreciate you, man.
Hey, you already know, man. Hey, pick up the 612 Studios out there. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down. SFN Visuals, Street Hustlers Magazine. That's the magazine we got going on down here in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? This the CEO of it, Soldiers of Fortune. You know what I'm saying? Out there, hold it down real big, you know. And then you got Ink Dot Printing, because we got a whole little thing, you know, locked down. We got the graphics. Y'all need graphics out there.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Hit up with all
the in-house.
Yeah, you can get 813-270-9663. You know what I'm saying? These are business lines, so it don't even matter. 813-270-9663. That's Tito, SFN Visuals. You know what I'm saying? If you need graphics, business cards, flyers, anything graphic-wise design, you know what I'm saying? Hit them up. And then you can hit my dog right here, Mr. Marcus, up, you know what I'm saying, with Street Hustle Magazine. And he can get you in contact with Mr. Keith. For the Ink Dot Print.
Well, that networking is a mean game, ain't it?
Yeah, it goes down, man. It goes down. So you can catch everybody right here through Smelling Soul Hood. Going down. We got another call on the line. Man, this is the fifth call in the line. You get the balloons falling down. Da 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 da. Okay, what's happening?
Hello.
Hello?
Hey, Smell, I'm out, man. You take it easy, bro.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Big ups to you. That's real.
All right, man.
All right, new caller that just called in. What's happening? Welcome to the show, 420 Aftermath. Hello?
Hello, new caller. New caller.
All righty, then. I guess you want a mute, huh? Yeah, you get a mute. See, I don't do like everybody else. We get all hung up on if you don't say nothing. Big ups to Spontaneous Radio. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Y'all just going to listen to my show. Got hung up on. Big ups to Sandy J, man. Goofy Ball, you know what I'm saying? We terrorizing rooms yesterday on 420. Big ups to Red Shades. I see you right there, you know what I'm saying? Coming through. And, yeah, we had a good 420, man. It was going down real big. You know what I'm saying? Security Ron, you still ain't saying nothing. What's up? Oh, he still must be at work or something. All right. That tell me you ain't listening to the show, because if you were listening to the show, you would have said something, huh? But it's all good. Still chilling out, man, with Seti J. Got Dr. A on the line, man. You know what I'm saying? If you wanna check out, Dr. A, give me the acronyms again. Tuesday is what again?
Tuesday we go to the moon in 30 minutes and come back.
Okay, hold on. Go to the moon. Go to
Tuesday. From
go to the moon.
To 10, we go and come back in 30 minutes, and then on Wednesday we wiggle our toes. Wiggly toes.
Wiggle toes.
And then on Thursday we go to Thursday.
Thursday is just Thursday? Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. So we're on with no water on Thursday. Yeah, Thursday.
We go with no water?
I mean Thursday. You know when you get thirst.
Yeah.
Quench your thirst. Yeah, and then squeeze Friday.
And squeeze Friday.
Ready for the weekend.
What did you get to squeeze?
Yeah, ready for the weekend.
Squeezing.
I don't know.
9:30.
I squeeze it.
It's a squeeze on. What you got to get, like one of them stress balls or something to participate?
Yeah, that's a possibility, yeah. You get that.
I like them little gel balls and things. They'll be hard. We squeeze them all in your hand, get them from Walgreens, something like that.
Yeah, you can get that too.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to start your day on the right foot.
Yeah. True that. Trying to do that.
No.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, you blew it.
I'm doing that.
You blew it.
No T words. Steady J, man. It's no T words on this show, man. There's no such thing as trying on this show. There's no such thing as if.
Yeah, it's only do and win.
Do and win.
Yeah, we're not going F, we're going to win it. We're going to win.
Right.
That's good. Did you get the song, man?
Yeah, man, I got you. Hold on one second.
I just wanted to make sure that you get it.
I got you. One second, homie.
Yeah, that's my song, Endless Love, my song.
Economical pressure.
Yeah, here we go. All right, check this out. Vice Grip, introduce this song, man. Let's get into it real quick, Economical Pressure.
Well, this song, yeah, done by me originally, you know, from 2007. It's about economical crisis that affects people from all races. You understand what I'm saying? This song is more than just about Obama. This song is about, you know, people are suffering. People are feeling the pain all over the world. You know, black, white, pink, blue, gay, straight, each and every one are feeling the crisis, you know. And this song goes for Democrat, Republican, each and every one. You understand what I'm saying? Because all of us, it's not one set of people are feeling this crisis. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's give it to them, my brother.
All right, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to get into this Vice Grip. This is Economical Pressure right here on the 420 Aftermath Tuesday, Regular Game Radio.
People at the economic oppression. Obama will make it better. The economic oppression. Uncle poor people at the economic oppression. Obama will make it better. We need a leader to unite the world. Cause the world under pressure. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you, my friend, to have me on the year, man.
Hey, man, Boston is wait, whoa, man. In fact, my bad. I got to make sure. I believe that's Boston. Red Shades, you from Boston, right?
Huh?
I believe Red Shades. We got Red Shades in the chat room. I believe she repped in Boston. I'm going to make sure I get people representation right. I think she rep in Boston, but she says she's feeling that song, though. I know she said that, you know what I'm saying? She says she's feeling that song that's coming from the chat room, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? This song is coming from afar, man, because what happened, you know, I pretty call these crashes was coming to affect us, you know.
Yeah.
8 years ago, 8 years ago, I pretty call these crashes, you know. So 4 years ago, I did a song, you know, about the crashes, which is the same song, which is the song that I'm playing now.
Right.
That 2007, I had Barack Obama name to this song here. So this song is coming from afar, you know. It's like a vision I get to do this song here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a vision, man. Yeah. You had a vision for it, and
it's a vision.
You made it.
I want people to know that, you know, I was out there in the sun and the rain, knocking on toes and off doors, out there in the sun and the rain, get people ready to start to vote, you know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I got almost 40 people registered to vote myself. You know what I'm saying? Going into the hoods and man, let me tell you what what happened to me on the registration day though. How about I'm out at a park. My homeboys they threw a big voter registration party, free food, and you know just come and get signed up to vote. We at the party, the police gonna come. You know what I'm saying? It was almost time for the park to close down, and we was gonna be leaving anyways. But they decided to come and just, you know, show just what they are and nothing, you know what I'm saying? Came and all post up and then ran, trying to run everybody off with the lights flashing. And people was leaving anyways. So as they left, me and my friends was getting ready to leave. It just so happened that they had a U-Haul truck. The U-Haul truck died on them, you know what I'm saying? So they needed to jump. Nobody had a vehicle strong enough to jump them, right? So we had to wait till my homeboy comes. While we sitting there in the process, they catch an attitude since we couldn't get the truck crunk and say, hey, no, all you guys, give us your ID. All you all finna get trespassed from the park. We like, trespass for the park? For what? I said, we out here doing a voter registration drive, and y'all see the truck, is the battery dead. We just can't get it crunk. We waiting on the homeboy to come and get us give us a jump, and we be leaving. The whole park is clear. Nobody in the park but us. They turn around, run the IDs, you know what I'm saying, bring the IDs back. I say, man, what, and I'm talking to one of the female officers, female, white female officer. I say, man, what is the problem? She was like, well, you all can't be out here doing barbecues and stuff. I say, man, we're giving away free food. This is a voter's registration drive. I said, I got over 31 people just from this park alone signed up. She's like, that's all you got out of all these hundreds of people? I said, what? I said, excuse me? Now, it was a black officer standing by, you know what I'm saying? He had to, and soon she said that he had to excuse himself from the scene. You know what I'm saying? I just see him slowly ease off. Because I turn, and then, you know what I'm saying, and then I focus back on her. And I say, well, ma'am, do you even understand what 31 signatures in this type of crowd means? I say, because half of these people around here are all felons. You know what I'm saying? So even to get them encouraged to fill out the paperwork, because now, you know, once you do the crime and you do the time, you can, you know, and you ain't murder nobody, you get your rights back. All you got to do is file for it, and you get your rights back, and you can vote again. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell nobody
right.
That. So I'm out there with the voters' I'm out there with restoration rights paperwork. I got the paperwork.
Yeah.
Just fill the paperwork. I'm gonna turn it in. You know what I'm saying? Along with your voters' registration, you are gonna fill both of them out though, because you are gonna get your rights back.
Right. I come across a lot of people
back.
Like that too.
The lady called attitude with me. She called attitude. Well, I can't believe that's all that you got out of all these hundreds of people. I said, ma'am. I said, okay, thank you, man. I just walked off of it because that's just the ignorance that she's showing that, you know what I'm saying, that at least I'm doing something. You know what I'm saying? How many signatures of your own people did you get signed up and registered to vote for either way, McCain or Obama? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. We out here doing something for the community, and they shunning that, you know what I'm saying, which
right.
It don't bother me.
This
I don't like
what
I'm police
preaching about,
anyway,
you know.
So.
We need the unity. We need to come together, and that's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
With the police, no matter
how
well we race you are, we need the unity because we have more than economical crisis. You know that's what I'm saying? We have an unity crisis, too. You know that's what I'm saying? All this racism and hate crime and terrorism need to go, man. We need to get rid of this, man.
Yeah.
We need to give these people love. We need to bring these people together and let them know that, you know, what they are doing is not good. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like
that,
they are living like the crabs in the barrel, man. That need to cut out, man.
That's what America
what
was supposed to be about. It wasn't supposed to be about color, but that's the only thing that they can profit off of is making it about color. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't about no color barrier, you know what I'm saying? What they gonna make money off of? That's the only reason we do a lot of things that we do, you know what I'm saying? It's because of the color
yeah.
of our skin, you know what I'm saying? Rob and sell drugs and do certain things like that because we put a color barrier up, and that's what we make things right and we make things wrong, you know what I'm saying?
It's a mind thing, you know? It's not a color thing. It's
right.
a mind thing, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
The problem is the thought of the mind.
Right.
It's not, being black or white is not a crime. I have that in the song, Crab in the Barrel.
Right, because everybody
see,
came from a dark hole, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they all
we are
came
one
from a dark hole in the universe. And then
we are one
it,
from
it
God,
man.
Man.
And then you had man, you know what I'm saying? So before us, it wasn't nothing, so there you go. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Now we're here now, so let's do that. Let's be that. Let's just be people that we supposed to be.
Yeah, respect people for who they are. Respect people, other people, religion, you know?
Yeah. But see, when I went to other countries, I mean, I went to Germany, you know what I'm saying, and went to Munich, Italy, I don't know, I went a couple of different places, a couple of different countries, but nobody, I mean, when they looked at me more like a god or something, you know what I'm saying, they looked at me more like Jesus walking around, you know what I'm saying, more than them looking at me in a racist tone, you know what I'm saying, like... You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I want to kick his ass. You know what I'm saying? They showed me more love. I got more love showed abroad.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What I'm saying? Than I did ever in my 31 years living now in this so-called United States.
It's just like Jamaica. You go over there, people show you love, you know? Much of the year, them say good and bad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know we have a difference over there, but, you know, when I go over there, as a foreigner, people... You know, treat you with respect. They give you things. They treat you good, man. Find a place to stay. Anything you want, they give it to you, you know. Give it love, yeah?
Yeah, that's real. Hey, the big ups to a couple of people coming through. Now, Vice, that's you, Hallelujah?
Yeah, man, that's me. That's Vice.
Okay,
huh?
Okay. So big up that song, everybody, that y'all just heard is Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? That was Economical Pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Economical Pressure.
Yeah. So big ups to Red Shades. Mike Henderson came through, you know what I'm saying, for a minute. I know he got a show. My dog Sadie J on the line, you know what I'm saying, representing. We got Dr. A in the building, you know what I'm saying, holding down for the show. And it's been a good day, man. It's been a 420 aftermath. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to do that, you know what I'm saying? And we had a good time. What's happening, Slim? We got Slim Fade, everybody. This is my dog, a.k.a. Prince Fade of the 813 in the building.
What's up,
man? All right, man. Well, say hello, man. We got my dog Vice Grip, you know what I'm saying, straight out of Fort Lauderdale via Jamaica, you know what I'm saying, on the line. We got Dr. A on the line, you know what I'm saying. He's out of North Carolina. We're going down real big. Via Israel. Yeah. So say hello to everybody on the line, man.
Shout out to everybody. How y'all?
Yeah.
So hey, what it do, though, homie?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. Everybody, this is an up-and-coming indie artist, you know what I'm saying, down here for the 813 Tampa, Florida area. And actually, I got his music. And we got 12 minutes left to the show. And since he done call in, what I want to do is let y'all go ahead and hear a little something, you know what I'm saying, because that's how we do it right here on the radio anyway. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but indie artist, nothing but the best, you know what I'm saying, it get played right here. Oh, my bad, hold up, my bad. Sadie J, man, my bad, dog. Were you trying to speak, homie? I don't have your mic, I don't have you muted up, man, my bad, dog.
I was just saying back to the on the registration thing you were talking about. I was like, if you can get one person to register, then you actually done something. So
yeah,
I just
yeah.
wasn't saying, that was just yeah. ignorant.
That's just ignorance, you know what I'm saying? Ignorance loves company, though, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't want to entertain that and be a part of her company, so I excuse myself. But yeah, man, that's our TPB, Tampa Bay Police Force. Thank you. And I ain't gonna speak for all y'all, but man, the one that you can apply that same story to, then you need to get the middle finger. And there you go, middle finger to you. You know, going down real big, man. But big up from Dog Sadie J, man, holding down in the building. Big up to everybody coming through the show, man, all the way from around the world, man. You already know, man, this is what it do.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on tonight at 9.
9 o'clock. Hold on. I got a couple things going on tonight at 9. I got a couple things. I got the Freedom Fighter Conference call at 7. Anybody want to be a part of that? That's 218-339-4300. That's 218-339-4300. That's going out at 7 p.m. The PIN number to get into the call is 383-635, the pound sign. Again, that's 383-635, the pound sign, if you want to get in on that. If anybody got a small business out there, that's starting actually in about an hour and some change. Number for that is 1-800-662-6992. Once again, that's 1-800-662-6992. And the pin to get into that is 111-2231, pound sign. And that's 111-2231, and that's the pound sign. That's for the small business revenue starting at 3 o'clock. So it goes down, man. I got a lot of info. I got to send out by text message. So take by your phones. I'll be sending it out to you. I want to take these last few minutes to go ahead and play my dog's song real quick so I can have some talk time to come back. And everybody, you know what I'm saying, get to say their last contact infos and stuff. So this is my dog Prince Fade right here representing 813. Prince Fade was in the building. Y'all already know. Big ups, Trey Foe, Emma, Chelsea Street. Everybody in between, y'all already know what I mean, man. Can you feel my pain?
Here you are again. My pain, I know you love me, but it's hard.
Thinking I'ma die. Everybody wanna cry when I leave, but when I was here, they done seem pleased. And I hear crying in the morning, it's okay because I'm here. I open up my arm in tears, got my sister drinking beers. Got my mama going crazy, she's stressing out on me. Got me stressing in the street, I told my pistol that's my heat. I told you not to mess with me, I'm always lonely in the streets. Little girl, with that smile up on your face, satisfaction guaranteed, you can run away with me. I open up your heart and set the spirit free. I never hurt you, but I put it on my life, that I won't be your wife. These fast living crowd games, promise not to change. But you don't hear me, no you don't hear me. Kidnapping for a living when it comes to my feelings. My heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. Left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I kiss your picture when I think of you, but you don't really hear me. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. Left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? When I think of you, when my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. I'm left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I guess you bitch you when I think of you. My old friends talk about me when they know that I'm gone, cause in my face they appear, so I'ma let it be known. Never relied on nobody, I did for myself, slinging candy bars in school just to get me a belt. That's another situation when you're born in the hood. They tell you not to tell gold, but they don't say in the hood. Always being criticized by the way that I look. A black man, bold lady, what you think I'm a crook? Cracking down on all the laws, yeah, they throwing a book. If you black and innocent, they still think you're a crook. Maybe I'm tired of the look, homie, I'm tired of the pain. I'ma kill my own self, let it burn in the rain. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. Left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I kiss your picture when I think of you, but you don't really hear me. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. Left out, stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I kiss your picture when I think of you.
All right, y'all already know what time it is, man. 5 minutes left to the show. Artists done called in. What I do is I bring, I got five people on the line. The artist is the last person on the line. I bring everybody in one at a time to give me your play on the song. If you liked it, if you didn't like it, you know what I'm saying, let me know. You got Dr. A coming up first. Dr. A, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, no matter what. Thank you for asking. How about you?
All right. Hey, I'm loving that answer. I'm blessed and unstressed. Hey,
ditto,
How do you like the song?
I love it.
You loving that, man? Okay, yeah, man. That's indie artist. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, get on some other than kill your mama.
We're not gonna use the T word.
The T word, right? No try.
That's right.
No trying up in here. No trying, people. All
we're
right,
gonna
so
it.
We're gonna do it.
Do it.
Oh, we got another 919 caller too. That's big up. Big up. We got Setty J. Setty J, what you got on that, man?
I liked it because it had this real chill mood to it. It was, you know, it was real stuff being said at the same time.
Okay. All right. That's real big. Where you representing out of?
Out of Texas.
Okay. So you'll know that's Texas right there giving you love. That's Israel, North Carolina giving you love. All right, we got, let me see, 111. Is you there, caller? Hello.
Hello, caller.
No other person don't want to hear. All right. We're going to, 954, we're going to Mr. Vice Grip. Mr. Vice Grip, how you feel about that song, homie?
Yeah, man, it's nice, man. I love it, man. I love it. Sound good to me. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I love it, man.
All the way from Fort Lauderdale, you know what I'm saying? Big up, via Jamaica. Let's see, we got another 919 caller. What's happening? Welcome to the 420 Aftermath.
What's going on, brother?
Chilling like a villain. What it do?
Man, just taking out that track. This is kind of garbage, though, man. You feel?
Oh, you ain't feeling the track?
No, man, no.
All right, what you ain't like about the track?
I don't know. It ain't even hit me, though, bro. You feel me?
Okay, you an artist yourself?
Yeah, you know, I do a little something. I'll just be listening in, checking out the music you be having up here, man.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Where you representing out of?
Man, I'm from Raleigh, man. Raleigh, North Carolina, man.
Okay.
What I think about Vice Grip song?
Say what?
What did you hear about Vice Grip song?
I don't even know what your boy talking about, man. I can't understand him, man.
Vice Grip. Did you know what song we played earlier?
Vice Grip. I ain't hear that. I just now called in and caught the last of the song you playing while the last one you were just playing. I ain't hear the other one.
Oh, okay. You say you caught the last one.
421.
Say what, brother?
You say you ain't catch the whole song, though?
I mean, I heard not the last song. I'm talking about the one he's talking about, Vice Grip or something. I ain't hear that one.
Right, I'm saying, but the song I just played, Prince Fave, you say you only caught the last of the song, the last end of it?
I caught like two verses of it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you judge the whole song off of two verses.
I mean, I could hear a song, I could judge a song off of hook if I hear it, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Everybody do their own thing.
Everybody got their own opinion, too. Hey, that's what I need. I don't need everybody to say they loving it, because if everybody loved it,
I'm a critic, though, because I love for a nigga to criticize my music, you feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That don't do nothing to make you make better music, especially when somebody, you know what I'm saying, enough people tell you they don't like it. That make you get in that seat and grind harder, you feel me?
That's real.
Hey, look, I ain't saying I don't like dude music, you know what I'm saying? Just that song just didn't hit me, you feel me?
Okay. Well, no, he got plenty more music, though, you know what I'm saying? That's just one I want to play that day, so.
He's doing his thing down there,
you know what I'm saying? Trying to get the music out there, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
But this is the show for it, you know what I'm saying? This is the show for that, you know what I'm saying? So the whole world can give you feedback and just not your area code, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look though, brother, what you do? What you got, a switchboard and all that to run this blog radio?
Yeah. This is everything that the professionals use.
Yeah,
everything the professionals use. So they go down, you know what I'm saying? You got six people on the line, you know what I'm saying, with you right now.
So,
you know, it go down, man. We all the way around the world. We're around it. You got music, though?
1 minute.
Yeah, I mean, I can get you. What's your email and stuff? I'll send you, man.
Yeah, I'm at SmellyBTR. That's SmellyLY.
Hold on, let me get a piece of paper, man. I got a camera. Hold on.
Hey, much love to everybody who tuned in on the show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, thank y'all very much. You know what I'm saying? But, for coming through. Smelly BTR, SmellyBTR, BTR, at live.com.
You said BTR?
Yeah, BTR. B as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in rabbit.
At what? Live.com.
How everybody call in at the end of the show?
I'll send you something, man. You know what I'm saying?
I got the other blog radio
with the one CCB hosting, man.
Oh, yeah, Spontaneous Radio.
Yeah.
I be tripping on the show. We came through tripping yesterday. She be doing a thing.
I'm gonna email some music to you, man, to get at you.
Yeah. All right, that's what's up.
I'm gonna stay here and listen in for a little while, though.
All right, yeah. Well, the show is actually over. This is like the after hour, so as long as this lasts, it's gonna be it. Fucking hang on. Hey, security, Ron, what's up?
What's up?
All right, I can't mute and I can't unmute nobody. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, who you got on the line with you?
Nobody.
You got somebody calling in. I see another 813 caller.
Yes, sir.
Now, who?
This thing.
You hung up and called back in?
Nah, I'm still on the line.
No, nah, there's another 813 call in. There's 3813 calls on the line. They ain't saying nothing, though. All right, and y'all ain't saying nothing either, man. Peace out. I'll let y'all on the next show tomorrow.
Bye, script out
right.
In the Austin, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, Vice, I'm going to be getting at you on the email, man, you know what I'm saying, for the song and stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to send you some more, I'm going to send you some of my artists' music. I'm going to send you, you know what I'm saying, some tracks that be playing on the show, so. You know what I'm saying? Give me some help down there, you know what I'm saying? And I got to send a zip file over to my homeboy up there in New York, too, the M Dot, you know what I'm saying, that you hooked me up with, so.
Yeah.
Send them some music, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely send them a whole bunch of music.
So you're going to get to make it to the show in Miami?
I'm telling you, dog, by Lord's willing, man, I'm going to be there, you feel me?
Yeah, man, I love
promise
that, man.
That.
You never know who you might meet, man.
I promise you that.
A lot of people are going to be there.
Vice.
Hey.
Tell DJ about the queen, the one we met yesterday from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Hey, hang up, man. You get your old whip.
Who is that?
Prince Fade.
Huh?
He in the neighborhood, though.
Oh.
That's the artist right there. He in the neighborhood,
hey.
So.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, that's what's right. Up, Doc?
Do you know what's her signature song, DJ?
What's that?
I believe I can fly.
That's real.
Red, Red's in the house. Red's in the house.
What's that?
Red. Red's in the house.
Oh, Red Shades.
Hey, Red, what's up?
I hear some female.
Yeah, she was sounding good too, wasn't it?
Huh?
Hey, female. Hello? Somebody on the line?
Hey, Red. Red's not saying nothing, man.
Mm-hmm. I know I heard something.
I guess Red's right.
You got the key? Hey, good looking out. Good.
Hey, that's real, Prince. I'll let you in the hood.
All right.
Yeah.
And the TNA.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's Slim Fade, Prince Fade, you know what I'm saying? Up and coming.
I enjoy the show, man.
Artist. Yeah, man. You know, it's every day I get to wake up and open my eyes is a blessing, man. So,
yeah.
Man, I'm honored to be able to put it on and be able to do it, man. Uncut, uncensored. You know what I'm saying? Give it to you like it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Not all. Not the media way.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that at all.
The media make up things, man.
Yeah, man. What I've been doing is burning these shows up and been giving them out on the streets. You know what I'm saying? And then, man, it's more beneficial that way. And then when I'm setting up selling my little mixtapes, I have the shows, you know what I'm saying? You know, just playing on my laptop, so whoever come up. You know what I'm saying? That's what you get. Either you gonna hear the music or you gonna hear us talking. Either way, you're gonna hear the show.
Hey, wanna promote your show over there in Miami too?
Yeah, man. I'm trying to promote it everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wanna go over there. We can do the show over there as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
On the radio.
Oh yeah.
Let's bring a laptop.
Definitely. I said it.
Can I bring
mine too? Said, we'll be on the beach doing the show.
Yeah, that's going to be a big show, man.
You know what I'm saying? Have everybody around.
Yeah,
I'm ready for that. Definitely ready for that. Hey, Dr. A, we got an hour to tune in to the conference calls. I'll definitely be there in about an hour.
Yeah, you will love it.
Yeah, definitely have to call in and check it out. Conference call. That same person that do the conference call, they don't have a show on BTR, on Blog Talk?
We're in a process to do that, to get one going.
Oh, okay.
Right now is a grassroots.
What's up, Gook?
Grassroots.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I ain't in no room. This is Goofy Bone out of San Jose, California. Looking for a place to go on Blog Talk. Hey, turn right, right there. Turn right on Blog Talk, right there. Like, turn right. No, I'm still on the phone on my show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't found another show yet.
All right, let me know if you go to another show.
All right, 3 o'clock. Well, all right, I got you. And I ain't in the show. He looking for something on Blog Talk. Never late on tonight. Get Goofy Bone, hang out. You know what I'm saying? Get California to come through.
I wish
them that
could come to the show.
Yeah. Make
guess
sure.
Next time you could make. You're gonna come Sunday, right?
What was that? Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna have to see what he doing on Sunday.
I think he said he could come to the show Sunday, ain't it?
How'd it work?
How many hours are you gonna be on the radio on Monday?
You are?
How many hours are you gonna be on the show Monday?
Oh, 2 hours? I mean, I do 2 hours every day.
Every day, 7 days a week?
Yep.
Okay.
7 days a week, I puts it in, man. And then I do a gospel show on Sundays, 3 to 5.
Yeah, so you can let the fans them know that you're going to be in Miami, man.
Yeah, man, yeah. Got to make my future plans, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to do it from now, you know?
Yeah, because time be zooming, boy. When you think it ain't...
Oh, man. Thank
God.
Paul.
Moving. It turn around and creep up on you, boy. You be sitting there with that shoulda, woulda, coulda face. Oh, man, I wish I shoulda, coulda did that, but you didn't, so...
Did you get info from MDOT about the show?
No, I checked my email. I haven't gotten that yet, though. But, you know, it's all good. I'm going to check it again and make sure.
It takes the info to me, so I'm going to forward it to you as well.
Oh, okay. You sent it to you?
He sent it. He texted it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sent me a text, but it wasn't a full text. He sent me his email address and his MySpace info.
Okay.
You check out. I just ain't got a chance. I'm gonna check. I gotta go back.
And he sent you the date. He sent the date of when the show gonna take place, isn't it?
Yeah, he ain't sent me that though. Yeah, I don't have no info on the show or none of that. Hey, Dr. A.
Yes, my dear beloved.
How long you been in your profession?
Since 1986.
1986. What made you get into it?
That's my passion.
Oh, okay.
That's my purpose.
That was your purpose, yeah. All right.
I like to help people to eliminate disease, live in peace with no poor among us.
Right. That's real.
That's a heck of a work, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm on that. I'm on the same similar path. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own paths, but we all sharing one path. So.
We want everybody to jump to the wagon, you know.
Hmm.
Don't want anybody left behind.
Yeah. You don't want that, but sometimes,
most of them,
you know.
Most of them.
Hey. Sound good.
Yeah.
You know, we should all do a song together that we could perform it on stage over there. You and I should go ahead and do a song together. So when we go over there, we can perform it.
Over in Miami or Jamaica?
In Miami.
Oh, okay. You got the connects for performing and stuff like that?
Eh?
Yeah, I'm saying you got the connects and the contact info.
From MDOT.
Yeah, for Miami. Yeah, well you said MDOT is the one putting the show on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There ain't no problem. give me a subject, like a title topic. You know what I'm saying? Give me a beat. Let me hear a sample of a beat.
Right.
And that's all I need. And I'm ready.
Do you like the economical pressure beat? Could you use that?
Yeah, that's straight. That's straight beat.
I can think about which song you want to do in it. What song you would like to do?
Economical pressure.
You want to do a song about the unity?
We can do whatever, man. This ain't political. I'm on. All you got to do is tell me, and I'm on. Unity. Unity, unity, unity. I can come up with something for unity.
Yeah, I got it. Things are revealing now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things are revealing now, right?
Right.
Get a seat.
They're revealing themselves, yeah, the path.
Huh?
Yeah, the path of networking is definitely coming true.
Now you know what I'm talking about, yeah. Things are revealing, though, ain't it? Don't they see that? Don't the world see that?
Yeah.
Who they want to blame? They want to blame. They want to blame it on somebody, right? Why don't they blame it on themselves?
Yeah. You know that.
If you know what I'm saying, I'll bring and leave unto God, right?
Yeah. The power and communication. As long as we communicate, we can have unity. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no unity if we can't communicate. And that's what the downfall be at.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, people just lose communication. Keep that communication, man. Everybody, we can all do what we need to do to excel.
Why certain things reveal and they want to blame it on the individual or blame it on someone else? It's God's work, you know? You remember the song, but we have complete, songs. We could do a compilation called we could do it together. This song about God create day and night. So what happened in the dark, he will bring to light. And is what happened now? No, the seat.
Create the dark day and yeah.
Huh?
Day and night. Say that one more time.
I said. It's simple and easy, man. It's to accomplish something in a way about it. Yeah. From 4 months ago, you know. Yeah, listen to me?
Yeah.
You know, from 4 months ago, I do a song about the evil, then, right?
Okay.
About the evil.
Right, light
and dark. You can hide from mankind, but you can't hide from God, right? When you work for Lucifer, our weapon against the cross, but when you work for God, no weapon against it, and it's prosper, right?
Okay.
What happening now? Tell me what you see.
What is prospering?
No, what is what you see on TV now? What is it going on? Certain things are revealed.
Right, okay. Yeah,
you forget what I'm saying?
You saying that with the Somalis. You saying that with the Somalis. Now they taking...
No. Mm.
somebody. All right.
Look at the people that they tie up them and abuse them. And them say Obama revealed certain things. It's not Obama, it's God. God will bring out what was in the darkness to light.
Right, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Right.
God created day, he created night. So what happened in the dark, he will bring it to light. So that's why we should do right. That's why we should stop the killing and crime. But do right, so what happened now? It'll come to light, yeah? That's what I'm saying. It's simple, man.
Yeah.
It's simple. You see where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Yeah, I understand. I do understand.
It's simple. So what was happening in the dark, it is coming into the light now. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So what have to happen? It have to happen because you know if it wasn't, poor
gonna be rich and the rich gonna be poor, and you see that flip flop is happening.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's more of a mental flip flop that we as black folks, you know what I'm saying, and as a people should be taking. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not really ever been a money issue with us. It's always just been a survival issue. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just the time for us to, we know how to survive, so now we need to learn how to survive better than what we were surviving as. You know what I'm saying? You know, get your poverty level up, increase your poverty level, you know what I'm saying? It's not wrong with living nice, you know what I'm saying? We need to teach ourselves and learn that and actually do that, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate life, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things in life to appreciate, and we say, that you know what I'm saying, life is fucked up. But if you get out of your surroundings, then your life won't be feeling fucked up. Get out your surroundings, you know what I'm saying? You know, travel. Go and try to see what, you know what I'm saying, somebody else's life, how fucked up their life is. They can compare it to yours. And if it's more fucked up or it ain't as fucked up, then you can say, well, damn, yeah, my life fucked up. But I guarantee you, you go to some places and you'll be like, damn, this is the shit. This is where I want to stay forever. And you only been there a day, you know what I'm saying? Until you get to know the real nitty gritty of it, then it might be something that you don't like, and you might not want to stay. So you know what I'm saying? Until you learn about it, you have to learn about it first.
Man, these people that you know claim that they control the world, they have all the money, but you know.
Yeah, but
they don't want poor people to live any better life, you know, because they want poor people to stay poor so they can use them to do their dirty work.
Right, but they don't have no survival.
That's what happened.
That's the whole thing. They don't have no survival, though. When the shit hit the fan, they're going to be the ones falling to the wayside. You know what I'm saying? And the survivalists are the ones that's going to come through and like we are doing now. We're just rebuilding, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers dying off every day. We still going and rebuilding, though.
Yeah. Maybe you come out of it early. Maybe this happened for a good reason because, you know, those people control your mind. They tell you when to go and kill people, when to go and murder, when to cheat. You don't know what they put in their medicine to give you.
Yeah, know that. Their mind control.
Control.
Know, I went through a period of, you know what I'm saying, in the military and stuff. Through that period of mental brainwashing, you know what I'm saying? But it when you come back home, you know, it just you got to, you know, just get back into your natural self, you know what I'm saying? That's what I had to do. I had to get back into
But
my
a lot of people
self.
A lot of people don't come back. A lot of people don't come back to be their natural self.
Right, right, right. They stay in that zone and they stay.
They lost their mind.
Just, yeah, basically.
How many people come back good like you?
No, I don't know. Not too. Nowadays, I mean, because there's so much stuff that be put in the air. So much. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of experimentation going on. You know what I'm saying? Put it that way. You know, and there's a lot of stuff that be purposely put in the air to, you know what I'm saying, to test this and test that. And that's what the military is for. That's what you volunteering for, really.
Yeah.
You volunteering to become a guinea pig for the United States of America. And I ain't realized that until after getting out. You know what I'm saying? We got injected with 8 drugs in our arms, you know what I'm saying, when I was going through basic training. And they didn't tell us what it was for, you know what I'm saying? They told you one of them was for hepatitis A, B, C, and all this other kind of crap, but they didn't tell you what it was for, though. You know what I'm saying? But it was mandatory that you had to take all them vaccinations. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no telling. You know what I'm saying? What they put into your body? And you gotta think about how many soldiers a day. You know what I'm saying? Say yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go into the military, and they inject you with that stuff. Every soldier go through it.
They control you.
Yeah,
you don't even know what you're doing. Other things that you're doing.
Never know. You know what I'm saying?
You're not in your normal mind.
No. So yeah, I definitely tried it the thing about the military with me when I came out and did the opposite effect, it kind of hurt. It hurt me in the long run because, you know, I went from discipline to non-discipline. You know what I'm saying? Which was like kind of what they wanted. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want you to come out and prosper. They want you to come out and have a hard time like they told you they was gonna do. That's what they told me. That was gonna happen. When you come home, you ain't gonna be able to get a job. You're gonna have a hard time and all this whole kind of crap. You know what I'm saying? Which before I went into the military, I had my own business. You know what I'm saying? I just went into the military for travel and to experience life. You know what I'm saying? And see other places. But that's what they told me as I was leaving out the door. So coming back home, I was like, F the military, everything about it. You know what I'm saying? Discipline, cleanliness, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Just forget everything I learned and all that. And it actually hurt me for at least 2 years, my first 2 years of being back home. You know what I'm saying? Because I held myself back and didn't, if I would have stayed on that, just you know, stayed in that same military-minded, getting up in the morning, you know what I'm saying, staying on time, you know what I'm saying, doing what I was supposed to be doing, I would have been a lot further, you know what I'm saying, than what I am now. But then, you know, everything happened for a reason, so... Try not to. I do not regret. You know what I'm saying? What was done in the past. You know what I'm saying? It's just it has to happen. Definitely, I hear TVs blaring and everything in the background. Everybody got things going on today. It's a Tuesday afternoon. What's going on for a Tuesday afternoon? Besides getting ready for the empowerment, fight the power. You doing the show?
Yeah.
All right. We got the show going on. 6 minutes to the show. Now give me 30 minutes to hang out, and then I'll be on the conference call. And alright, well listen, my brothers, it was a pleasure hanging out with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for coming through on the show and networking with me. I'm definitely signed up to the newsletter already, and I'm definitely sending you off the info to your email, Doc. You'll be receiving that, so when you check your email, you'll get my passion signature.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, that's real. Thank you very much for your formula too.
Yeah, remember, just be the change you want to see in the world. Do it.
Just do it.
Be
the change.
Be the change you want to see in the world. Don't talk about it. Let me see it. Show it to me.
That's real. It's real. Surround yourself with positivity, and you will be a positive person.
Yeah, be it.
Guys, I'm working. That's what I'm being.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
That's real. So y'all have a blessed day. Please come back through. My show is on every day, 12 to 2. You know, Eastern Standard Time. And you're definitely always welcome. And I got you in rotation, Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? For the economical pressure. Definitely got you in rotation.
Yeah, I want you to brand my song too, the Anders Love.
Yeah, he got to send it to me. As soon as he sent it to me, I'm going to play it.
And also, I'm going to send you the other song for the Queen, I Believe I Can Fly.
Okay. I definitely get it on. I'll definitely get it on. All right. Well, you guys have a great and blessed day. You know what I'm saying? Stay blessed and unstressed.
Remember,
like I am.
Remember, you're blessed in highly favored no matter what.
That's real. That's real. At the top. At the top. At the very top.
Ditto.
All right. I'll see you guys on the conference call.
All